Some of you ladies in the room are finding your value and your trust in your accomplishments. And I want to talk about this a second. In our culture right now, it's 2019. In 2019, I can tell you one group that there is free range on. You can go after him, say whatever you want to say about him, and it's me, a 50-year-old white man. I'm seen as the problem in our society. I've brought our culture down. I've hurt our culture. So I see it. I know that's the culture I live in. And the savior of that, the person who's supposed to make all that better, is you ladies, you moms, you women who are working. And I celebrate it. You are equal with men. You work. It's awesome. I got several working moms work with me. They're moms and they work at Winning at Home. Love it. They're awesome at what they do. But I want to show you something. I want you to see something very subtle. I want you to watch something very subtle. There is a pressure being put on you that's not talked about. You're supposed to be ultimate work woman, okay? You're supposed to accomplish even more than men have accomplished. Ready? You're supposed to do it, and you're supposed to make sure everybody knows you ain't got no other problems at home. You are good. You are balancing it all, and you're perfect. Then you're supposed to go home and be ultimate mom, take care of everything, run the kids, go there, go here, go there. And then you're supposed to be taking care of yourself. And I personally sat back and thought to myself this week, oh, my goodness. If I was a 30-year-old working mom in our society, 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 20-year-old, pick it. I would be feeling so much stress. And I would be going, am I okay? Am I handling this okay? And I was praying, Lord, do I even bring it up? Because I want you to know, I'm just going to tell you, this is just my perspective. I mean, you don't have to take it because I'm a 50-year-old white man. You can say his opinion doesn't matter. No problem. Let me just tell you something. It's not fair and it's not right. The pressure on you to have to perform and be all that and everything else is not fair. It's also not biblical. I take you back to the Word of God. You find your confidence in the Lord. And this is what confirmed me. I went into Speedway gas station. I'm paying for my little coffee. I look over and I was like, oh, Lord, thank you. I need to say that. Front page, Friday's USA Today, weekend edition, USA Today. Cover story, middle page, mothers feel pressured on the pedestal of life. I read the whole story about this mom. She's an entrepreneur. She's got two kids. And this whole article, go read it. She says, I can't do it all. I can't live this way. It's too much stress. And you moms in this room are feeling it. Many of you are. You say, Dad, I'm an at-home mom. Incredible pressure on you. Because if you're an at-home mom, then I really have to make sure everything's perfect with my kid. Stop. Don't do that to yourself. That's not in the Word of God. You are to be the best mom you can be raising your kids. Remember, you're not in competition. You're in completion. God, what do you want of my life? I don't have to try to make front page of USA Today accomplishing everything. I need to be what you've called me to be. Last night after I did this part of the message, a woman coming after the service says, can I just hug you? I said, absolutely. She said, I just need to hear that. I can't do this anymore. And I'm telling you as moms today, my heart goes out for you. I ask Jane, the stress of leading Winning at Home wears me out. If I had to also come home and be everything and all perfect and everything, I'm done. And I want to say to all of you, don't let this culture decide what you believe about yourself. You let God decide. He believes that you're His child and He put you for a purpose.